Our epistle reading today comes from the letter of 1 John. We'll be reading chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Hear the word of God. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love God, that we love the children of God. When we love God and obey God's commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey God's commandments. And God's commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world? But the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth, the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. David Small grew up in a house of silence. He says, Mama had her little cough. Once or twice, there was some quiet sobbing, always out of sight, or the slamming of kitchen cupboard doors. That was her language. The mere moving of her fork a half inch to the right spelled dread at the dinner table. Her furious, silent withdrawals could last for days, even weeks at a time. Because she never spoke her mind, we never knew what this was. David's father, he had a punching bag downstairs. He would go down and hit it every night. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam, bam. That was his language. David's older brother, it was the drums, more hitting. Pop. That was his language. And then David, in this silent house, this house where you couldn't really speak, his language was getting sick. And he got sick. And he got sick throughout his childhood. David Small's memoir is this book about the things that we leave unsaid. Family secrets, family shame. The ways we stop paying attention to one another, or stop loving one another, or become consumed by our disdain for one another. The ways we hold on to old hurts, old wounds. By the time he was 11, David Small developed cancer of the thyroid. You see, David's father was a radiologist back in the 1940s. And back then, early childhood breathing illnesses could be treated by high-intensity x-rays, just over and over, just over and over. So there was this father trying to fix David, trying to heal his sick son. His sick son that was born in a house where there always seemed to be something wrong. The father tried to fix him so much that he exposed David to cancer-inducing radiation. So this lump developed in David's 11-year-old throat. And by that time, sickness had been, it was such a part of David. It was such a part of his language that his family had learned just to ignore it. They treated him like this problem that wasn't going away. Doctors cost money, and money is something in short supply in this household. David remembers his mother saying, or rather shouting. So it took 3.5 years before David saw a specialist, before he was diagnosed with cancer. And then it was 6 more months after the cancer was removed, before he even discovered that he had had cancer. His family hid the diagnosis from him. imperfect love. No matter who we are, we love with imperfect love, with human love. And human love is bound to disappoint. We're bound to disappoint ourselves. How else can you explain this world in which we find ourselves in? You know, even when you get past the world, the editorial sound bites and the campaign slogans and the vindictive tweets and the late night monologues and the faux righteous indignation that these things have been our bread and our butter for about a year or for years now. You know, even when you get beyond that world where love seems really absent, beyond that world is the world in which we live every day. The world of imperfect people like you and like me, with relatives that we don't talk to anymore, and people we don't really forgive, people we walk over or who we ignore as we pass by. The world of our everyday, in our collective experience, is a world of imperfect love. And yet, our faith conquers the world, says the author of 1 John. For whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. But you know, you look around, and the world seems to be doing all right. And well, sometimes it feels like we're not doing all right. Are you doing all right? Has your love conquered the world? So just prepare yourselves. The climax of David Small's memoir, it's sad. It's a sad book. It's him letting go of his family. So he spent years in an unloving house, and that led to years of delinquency, just running away in any way he could. He finally found a counselor, or really he was forced by the court to see a counselor. And this counselor told him an obvious truth. And the memoir is actually kind of funny. I haven't said yet, but the book is a graphic novel. So it's a comic book. It's like this really sad comic book. And it, so it's telling its story through pictures. And this counselor in the book, David Small, draws him like a white rabbit. So you can't help but think about Alice in Wonderland. Follow the white rabbit. He will take you to a place you've never been before. So this counselor, who happens to be a white rabbit, he's sitting down with David as a young man. And he says to David, "You've been living in a world of nonsense, David. No one has been telling you the truth about anything. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Are you ready?" And there's this pause. And the counselor looks up. "Your mother doesn't love you." And you know, maybe that counselor was being a little hard. That's a hard truth to hear. I don't know what it would be like to hear those words and to hear them as truth. But then again, I didn't grow up in David's house. And he heard them as truth. And he cried, and he cried, and he cried. And then he started to pull himself back together again. So I'm telling you this story, this long story, because I think it's necessary. If we're going to talk about love, we need to be honest about how hard it is to love in the day-to-day, in the silent places, in the shameful places. If we're going to talk about love here, in this place, then let's be honest about how hard it is to love when you are honest about your pain. How hard it is to love when you come from a loveless place. And God knows, there seems to be a lot of places at a loss for love these days. "Beloved, let us love one another," says 1 John. And he writes that like that's some easy thing. So the benefit of memoir is you get the whole story. You get the long story. The story that really isn't available to us in our day-to-day existence. The story that wasn't really available to David Small in his childhood, day-to-day, in that silent house. Young David, for instance, could not have known that his mother was a closeted lesbian woman who was forced by her culture and her relatives and probably her church to live a life that she didn't want to live with a family that never felt right. David didn't find out about his mother's secret until he was a teenager, walking in on his mother and Mrs. Dillon. "I just happened to be the one who stumbled into the room at the wrong moment," he says. "A moment my mother must have known was coming her whole life." He also couldn't have known that she lived this life of debilitating pain. She was born with heart and lung defects that drained her for all of her short life. He also couldn't have known that she also grew up in a house of secrets and of shame. So the benefit of sitting down and reading memoirs is you get to see that people have their reasons, that everyone has their wounds, and you see how wounded people wound other people. So if we love with imperfect love, with human love. Because unlike a memoir, our day-to-day lives are lived through times and through stories and through contexts and power arrangements and policies that are just beyond our grasp, usually out of our knowledge. And 1 John says that we are to love the children of God. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. And yet we can only love with human love, with imperfect love. And we bring that here. We bring our humanity here, week after week. People have been bringing their human love here Sunday after Sunday for 65 years. To session meetings and to deacon meetings and to finance meetings and to property meetings and all the other meetings. To Bible studies and Sunday school classes. To service projects and to Presbyterian women. To pastoral care appointments and to weddings and to funerals and to youth group and to children's ministry. We have gathered, and our parents have gathered, and our grandparents have gathered, and new faces have gathered here week after week for 65 years, bringing our humanity, our imperfect love, and our faith. And we've also brought our wounds here together, seeking wholeness, seeking redemption, and healing, trying to love one another. We have learned, and we are learning, how to bring our full selves through those doors. Learning how to know one another beyond just those superficial hellos. Learning to really know each other. To be in one another's lives, and our stories, and in our pain. 65 years of cultivating compassion. 65 years of learning how to tell the truth about ourselves. 65 years of coming out of our secrets, coming out of our shame and our silence. 65 years of learning how to love. Because we look to a man who sat down with his disciples after washing their feet, and he said to them just moments before his betrayal, he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." Imperfect, loving people, brought together by God, asked to love one another, empowered to love one another by the example and the Spirit and the grace of God in Christ Jesus. We come together because we have tasted perfect and unending love and grace, and we want so desperately to follow it and to show it to others. I actually grew up with David Small. Well, not actually, but I grew up with his children's books. Imogene's Antlers is this book about a 12-year-old girl who wakes up with a 12-point rack of reindeer antlers sprouting from her head. It was my favorite book as a child. By the end of the book, Imogene befriends the birds who make nests in her antlers. What a beautiful image of a misunderstood child making the most out of the strange unpredictabilities of life. And David Small as well, an abused child who grew up in a home where love was absent. He's now a children's book author. What a beautiful image of someone fashioning instruments of healing out of their pain. And so do we fashion healing out of our pain, Grace Covenant. Imperfect, loving people brought together here by God, asked to love one another, empowered to love one another by the example and the spirit and the grace of God in Jesus Christ, doing so now for 65 years. We have been brought here together by God. God has asked us to love one another because God first loved us. And so we have. And so we will. Because we believe that love conquers this world. Because we believe in resurrection. We believe that you can live in love and that you can find love no matter who you are or where you come from. Thank God for Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church.